All right, thank you, AB. Let's hit the guest line right now. Let's welcome aboard Seth Payne, Sports Radio 610 CBS down in Houston, joins us now. Seth, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Oh, my pleasure, man. I'm running on adrenaline. You guys know how these mornings are.
Yeah, no question. I mean, that is an unbelievable gut check victory by the Rockets last night.
It really was, and I think Houston's no different than the rest of the country. A lot of people here are really wondering, okay, what's the core constitution of this team? What are they going to be like when they take a punch to the jaw in the third quarter by the Golden State Warriors? How will they respond? And, man, they responded. I mean, I think they showed a toughness and a grittiness that we've seen at times this season. They're a much better team defensively than they've been in a long time. But you're going up against the Golden State Warriors, and the Golden State Warriors did exactly what they do in the third quarter, and that's where they put so many teams away. So for them to come out and really just have that slugfest in the fourth quarter and come out on the better end of it. Really exciting night. I know it sets up a situation where you still got to beat the Golden State Warriors 2 out of 3 times, but that was a great night for Houston fans last night.
No doubt, Seth. No doubt. I mean, that definitely the Rockets showed a plethora of character. Hey, let me ask you, man. So did James Harden, right, did he change the narrative on how people view him, you know, in the postseason after last night's performance?
Well, you know how these things work. It'll be a matter of whatever the last performance is versus the Golden State Warriors. I think if there's one thing that people realized this year, it's that the addition of Chris Paul obviously made a big, big difference. And that last year, he was a guy that was trying to carry a team through the playoffs largely on his own. And at the end of the day, you know what? He's not LeBron James. And if that's the biggest crime that he commits, then so be it. He's not going to be a guy who can single-handedly turn a bunch of otherwise non-elite players into somebody that can challenge the really good teams. Or at least, look, the biggest problem last year was that they lost to San Antonio Spurs without Kawhi Leonard in the lineup, and that James Harden just looked awful in that Game 6 elimination game last year. I think he's atoned for that somewhat, and especially because last night, even though he was not good in the fourth quarter offensively, he kept putting out defensively. And the reason you bring Chris Paul in, and Chris Paul hasn't been great in these playoffs, it's that he needs to be able to pick up the slack at times when James Harden can't get it going offensively. James Harden kept playing defense. He's not the best defender in the world, but he kept playing defense, and then Chris Paul just came up huge in the fourth quarter.
You know, Seth, what does it say about Houston where general sense you get is that people were more surprised by their fourth quarter performance last night than the 41-point loss to Golden State in Game 3?
I don't know if people weren't surprised by that 41-point loss. It's just hard to know how to react to that because there are two elements there. One is that, oh boy, is this that same old team that might not have quite the heart you need or might not have quite the passion you need. But you see that from other teams in the playoffs. You know, you see that from even the Golden State Warriors at times will show up and not have that energy or that purpose. And then beyond that, I think that we've seen that the Rockets are capable of doing things like this during the season. It's just that you are going up against the Golden State Warriors, and there's that – it's like the Patriots in football. There's always that feeling in your gut that, is this really possible? You know, are the Giants really going to pull it off and beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl? Are the Eagles actually going to really pull it off and beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl? I think there's just that eking suspicion in the back of your mind that you're facing this steamroller that's going to end up having its way with you no matter what. And I think that more than anything was what you had to overcome.
Yeah, Seth, great point. I think it's true. I think that, you know, a lot of people, if you're playing against the Warriors, they almost have you beat before you even get on a court and get out of the locker room. But, hey, let me ask you about the head cheese of the Rockets, D'Antoni. Do you think that he stretched? You think Coach stretched the bench a little bit? You think playing such a short bench, you know, 7 guys played yesterday. Is that a problem going forward? Or do you think this guy's going to be beat? Moose put up the point earlier here, you know, dead legs maybe, you know?
Yeah, it'll be an endurance test. They played 7 guys. Gerald Green played 11 minutes. You know, he was the 7th player. Gerald Green, by the way, who's a Houston native and has been one of the great stories this year because he was just sitting at home on the couch when he got the call. And he's coming in, he's given some really good stretches of offense, but he's largely a pretty big minus defensively. Him actually doing some really good things defensively last night might have been the biggest surprise of the night. But you're exactly right. They played 7 guys. the strength the Rockets were supposed to have coming into this series was that their bench was supposed to be deeper and better than the Golden State Warriors. I certainly don't think you can say that at this point. And a large part of that is that Luke Bamute, who's had two shoulder dislocations this season, just isn't the same guy. So now all of a sudden I'm looking at various guys like Nick Young and Kayvon Looney and wondering why can't they solve the Sean Livingston problem. The Warriors so far have had an advantage there. If Bamute can come out and do something special, if Gerald Green can continue to contribute above and beyond expectations on defense, then they have a chance. But, yeah, last night felt like the 15th round of a Rocky movie, did it not? It felt like everybody was staggering a little bit. The Warriors looked out of their element. The Rockets were giving it their best shot defensively. So which team can do that for two out of the next three games? The best thing the Rockets have going for them right now is that they do have that home court advantage. And I think just like in the Eastern Conference Finals, I really feel like whoever wins game five has the advantage and is likely going to win the series.
You know what? Seth, to play off that for just a second here, I gotta be honest with you, even if Houston wins game five, I still think there are a lot of people that are going to say, all right, well, Golden State will win game six. So go back to Houston. And then what are you going to say? Do you trust Golden State to win a game seven on the road with Durant, Thompson, Curry, Draymond Green, and maybe at that point in time, a healthy Andre Iguodala? That's why I think it's still difficult to envision, outside looking in, looking at this Rocket team and seeing the Warriors lose two of the next three games. It's still difficult to see that happening. And I guess upsets do happen, even though they're the number one seed. A lot of people look at Golden State, obviously, as an overwhelming favorite.
Right. And I'll tell you the other X factor here is that we haven't really seen the Rockets just all of a sudden have a thunderous three-point game. And you look at the box score from last night, and they're eerily similar. Golden State was 33% from the three-point line. I think Houston was 31.6%. Both of them shot less than 40% from the field. The one big X factor, and I had predicted that the Rockets would win two games in this series, and I based it largely on them getting hot from the three-point line a couple of times. They really haven't had that yet. So if in just one of these three games they have that night, maybe that balances the things out. But you're right. When you look, it's simple mathematics. I mean, you look at their number of elite basketball players versus the number of Rockets elite basketball players, and the Warriors have every single team in the league beat on that status. It really just does come down to that. Okay, seventh game at Toyota Center in Houston. Houston doesn't have a reputation as having a particularly intimidating home crowd. They've been good in this series so far, and that's what you really have to bank on, the three-point shooting, the defense, which has vastly improved this season, and then just simple home court advantage.
Hey, Seth, so I want to ask you about a specific situation yesterday with Harden early in the game, right? It was weird, right? Look, I'm sure you're from the same spot in the world where, the game doesn't come down to one play, usually, especially early in the game. It takes minutes to win or lose games, no matter what sport it is. But the thing was, Harden had an opportunity. He had a nice steal, and it was a kind of an unsettled situation where everybody was flowing one way on the court. He had a wide-open three, and he kind of froze, if you remember that play. What do you think happened, man? What do you think happened there with him?
The only thing I could think is that he kind of went back to basketball 101 and was thinking like, all right, I'm going to wait for a rebounder to get there. I'm going to get set up.
It was weird.
Paul had somewhat of a similar situation where he hesitated a whole lot after, they ended up calling a foul on him when Curry went flopping off into the atmosphere. That's the only thing I can think, because you remember earlier this season, Harden had kind of an iconic stare down where the defender fell down and he just stared at the dude and then took his three-point shot. Harden is as great as Harden can be.
Right.
He has these lapses at times mentally. Sometimes it happens in the fourth quarter in playoff games. Sometimes it happens earlier in the game in a game four. He just flat out does. And I think as much as you can try to excuse that away, those are those classic moments where you say, all right, you got to minimize those as much as you can when you're playing the Golden State Warriors.
We're talking to Seth Payton, Sports Radio 610, down in Houston, Texas. Seth, does the Rocket fan wake up this morning thinking they're winning this series?
You know what's interesting is that Houston, like a lot of cities, kind of had that woe is me mentality for a long time, because they hadn't won a championship since the mid-90s with the Rockets in any of the three major professional sports. And there was always that feeling of, you know, okay, here we go again. Something bad happens. Oh, here we go again. Houston's going to Houston. The Houston Astros and what they did last year kind of changed the psyche of the fans in a lot of ways, I think. And I think once you have that championship just in the city, obviously baseball has nothing to do with basketball, I think it changes and maybe perhaps increases the optimism of some fans. I think realistically, people know what they're up against. This is going to be a team in the Rockets who played seven guys last night. You had just about everybody playing over 40 minutes. The Warriors had a bunch of guys playing 40 minutes or so as well. The problem is that they have Iguodala coming back. They have Kayvon Looney, who's more of a problem for the Rockets right now than Clint Capella is for the Golden State Warriors. But I think people are much more willing to accept the improbable now that the Astros have won a World Series, and it's going to be a fun few days here. Hopefully. This is like I gotta cross my fingers. I gotta knock on wood. I gotta do all that stuff. Always remind yourself this is the damn. This is Steph Curry. Steph Curry of the third quarter.
He's starting to get a little hot.
We'll close it out here. Seth, this way. Do you think this series goes back to Golden State with the Rockets leading the series 3-2?
Man.
We can actually hear you thinking.
You call me at 5:40 in the morning asking me this nonsense. I'm right now my early prediction. I was going to try to figure this out by 9 a.m. I'm going to have to predict. I'm going to predict the Warriors for in this next one. They'll have to steal another one in Golden State.
Hey, Seth, we appreciate you getting up early for us this morning. We really do. And have yourself a wonderful Wednesday and enjoy the victory last night. All right.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. Have a good day.
You got it, Seth Payne, Sports Radio 610 down in Houston.
You can hear him thinking.
Oh, yeah. He's like, wait, it's too early to answer that type of question, right? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. So we'll ask you, do you think the Rockets go back to Golden State, leading this series 3-2?